Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says President Robert Mugabe's exit from the country's political landscape is now inevitable, especially as internal fissures in his ruling ZANU-PF party continue to worsen.
What's happening is no different from what happened in Mao Zedong's days. When the big man's inevitable exit is unavoidable, what happens is that non-entities, opportunists take advantage because there is a political vacuum.
The purging of ZANU-PF members believed to be aligned to Vice President Joyce Mujuru continued in Mashonaland West and Mashingo today with the suspension of more provincial party members.
Those that I interact with are observing, you know, the unfolding of events in Zimbabwe within the ruling ZANU-PF with great trepidation. No one knows for sure.
And the Ministry of Health says more than half of the rural population in the country is still using the bush for toilet, despite government efforts to build bled toilets for most communities as the world marks the World Toilet Day today.
MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says President Robert Mugabe's exit from Zimbabwe's political arena is now inevitable, especially as internal fissures in his ruling ZANU-PF party continue to worsen. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Commenting for the first time on goings-on in ZANU-PF, the pinnacle of which has been First Lady Grace Mugabe's call for the ouster of Vice President Joyce Mujuru, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai today said Mr. Mugabe's days in office are now numbered.
What's happening is no different from what happened in Mao Zedong's days. Mao's wife tried to take over the leadership of the Communist Party because Mao was dying. And unfortunately, the Gang of Four did not succeed. The same applied to Malawi. When Banda was dying, John Tembo and Bamaga Tzamira tried to take over the leadership of... Aren't we seeing history repeating itself in Zimbabwe?
The former Prime Minister told reporters at his party's Harvest House headquarters that credible elections are the only answer to the country's mounting economic problems.
The unfortunate thing is that it is the people who are facing the crisis. And I don't know how this lack of leadership that we are witnessing can solve the problem we are all facing. How does the fight between two women affect you having a meal on the day? How does that prevent stopping companies from closing? How does it help you in any way to solve any one of the problems that we are facing? Please, give us a break.
Mr. Tsvangirai took a swipe at former South African President Thabo Mbeki, accusing him of working in cahoots with Mr. Mugabe to rig the 2002 elections. This comes at a time when the Mail and Guardian has successfully sought through the courts the release of the report of South Africa's Judicial Observer Mission that observed the 2002 elections in Zimbabwe. Pretoria has been blocking the release of that report for the past 12 years. The judges ruled that the elections were neither free nor fair.
When the genocide in Rwanda was taking place, the majority of African leaders remained silent about it. Likewise, when violence flared up in Zimbabwe, with innocent civilians being butchered in broad daylight, SADC countries turned a blind eye. Today, the Zimbabwean economy is again at a free fall because of illegitimacy derived from another stolen election in 2013 that had the full blessing of SADC, South Africa being the chief sponsor of the free and fair verdict. To an extent, the spirited efforts to hide this report shows that South Africa has wittingly and unwittingly aided the subversion of democratic process in Zimbabwe, wantonly violating official SADC guidelines on the conduct of free and fair elections.
Mr. Tsvangirai said the former president of South Africa's bias was also exhibited during a summit of the Southern African Development Community held in the Zambian capital of Lusaka in April 2008, when he suggested that a presidential runoff vote was going to be held in Zimbabwe before even the results of that year's election were announced. Authorities took more than a month to release the results, which were disputed by the MDC, leading to the formation of the unity government that ended last year.
Reading their final verdict of 2002 presidential election, the two judges may well have been talking about the 2013 July election, which was fraught with similar irregularities that were noted in the report. As I said earlier, The report comes as no surprise to us all. The report is a testament to what we in the MDC and some countries in the region and the broader international community have always maintained, that Zimbabwe has never held a free and fair election for a very long time.
Meanwhile, Tawanda Chimini, director of the Election Resource Center, called on the South African government to apologize to the people of Zimbabwe following South Africa's Judicial Observer Mission's damning report on the credibility of the 2002 polls.
I think the most honorable thing that the South African government could do immediately is to issue an official apology to ordinary Zimbabweans, to victims of politically motivated electoral violence, you know, outlining an admission that such action was not acceptable, given the position that South Africa holds in the region as a key player in terms of promoting stability and growth in democracy. And why we are insisting that is the fact that over time, civil society in Zimbabwe has constantly said that there's something wrong with Zimbabwean elections.
The report said the polls were marred by several irregularities, such as the arrest of opposition leaders ahead of the elections, violence against MDC supporters, and the failure by authorities to avail the voters' roll on time for the polls. The issue of the voters' roll remains a thorn in the flesh for the opposition, as every election year they complain that the Registrar General's office always fails to provide them with the roll. Even up to this day, the MDC is still complaining that it is yet to get sight of the voters' roll used in last year's disputed elections. Mr. Changrai said Zimbabwe is yet to hold credible elections since 2000. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripas.